On a frigid night in Holden, Missouri, 63-year-old farmer Donnie Davidson is showing me what remains of his dairy herd.
But these calves here were my babies. They were all about 2 weeks of age or younger, 3 weeks and younger when I sold out. So, and then that one cow there is the last cow left.
Though his family's been raising dairy cows here since the 1930s, Davidson decided to shut down the dairy after a barn roof collapsed last winter.
The barn that fell in was right here. Had two alleys, one alley here, then one alley over there. Then we had stalls.
Davidson says he didn't want to spend the money it would take to keep the dairy going, so instead he will grow crops and raise a herd of beef cattle.
I think it's just a sign of time, so you got to get bigger to survive, and all things come to an end sometime.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, half the country's dairies have gone out of business in just the past decade. Roughly 2,500 dairy operations closed their doors in Missouri alone. Thousands more folded in Illinois, Kentucky, Iowa, and Indiana. Judy and Harlan Borman stopped milking cows in Kingdom City, Missouri 7 years ago. At a dairy association luncheon, they recall a time when their county had plenty of dairy farms.
Back in the old days, there were 31 dairies in Callaway County. That's where we're from. So,
about every other farm or every third farm, you see a dairy farm.
And now there's
none.
Even as the number of dairies dwindle, milk production is rising. Thanks to advances like robotic milking and selective breeding, the industry is more efficient than ever. Dairies produce 20% more milk than they did just 10 years ago. But ramping up production is costly and often out of reach for small dairies.
To compete on an international scale, you've got to be a certain size to do that.
Bob Shaning is an agricultural economist for the USDA in Kansas City.
The assembly cost, getting the milk from the farm to the plant, obviously if you've got a big dairy farm where you can just back up a tractor trailer and fill it up and take it to a plant is going to be a lot more efficient, a lot less expensive to transport than if you've got to go to 10 farms to get that amount of milk.
While milk production in Missouri has fallen by more than a third in the past decade, states like Kansas, Iowa, and Colorado have lured big dairy operations using tax breaks and arguing that close proximity to feed and processing plants is more efficient. Plus, large dairies are notoriously smelly, and as cities expand, farmers want wide-open spaces with few neighbors and lenient environmental regulations. None of this is lost on Tom Ulrich, who runs a dairy with his brother and nephew in Mora, Missouri.
It's difficult because we've lost our infrastructure, you know, our equipment dealers, because there aren't the people, the dairies left for them to earn a living taking care of the service part.
Ulrich remembers the time when there was a bottling plant located nearby in Pettis County. Now the closest one is 60 miles away. Fluid milk can travel substantial distances, but farmers like Ulrich still have to pay the increased fuel costs for trucks to transport that milk.
It's increased our cost to do business because we've lost those other people.
Ulrich says he and other dairy farmers here may have to pass these costs on to consumers. If Missouri continues to lose milk production, it could also be harder to find local milk, ice cream, cheese, and butter at the grocery store. Plus, Ulrich fears the loss of a $2 billion dairy industry for his state.
We've got plenty of grass for grazing, and we're close to corn and other forages, so Missouri's not a bad state to dairy, and we need a few incentives to keep up with the other states that are offering those same incentives.
But it could be too late for states that are losing milk producers to catch up. Economists predict that global demand for dairy products will break records this year, and that will put more pressure on dairy farms to grow even larger and get even more milk from their operations. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.